With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Officials say the three Israeli hostages who were killed by Israeli troops in Gaza by mistake had been waving a white flag and were also without their shirts, and that the Israeli soldiers who killed them may have been violating policy. An investigation, they say, is now underway. Former Senator Jim Talent says the White House has so far been able to keep both pro- and anti-Israel factions within his party happy by sending a double message.
But they're not getting away with it in the longer term, which is one of the reasons the president's numbers are dropping even further, because the people in the Democratic base who don't want us to support Israel have figured out that the administration is basically supporting Israel, or a whole lot more than they want to.
Republicans are holding fast to their demand that policy reforms for the U.S. border be a part of any supplemental spending bill for U.S. allies like Ukraine and Israel. A federal jury has awarded $148 million in damages to two Georgia election workers over election claims that were made by former Trump advisor Rudolph Giuliani. We get more details from correspondent Norman Hall in this report.
There was an audible gasp in the courtroom when the jury foreperson read aloud the $75 million award in punitive damages against Rudy Giuliani for false voting claims he made against election worker Shay Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman. Freeman said money wouldn't restore her life, name, or security.
Money will never solve all of my problems.
Giuliani called the proceeding absurd and insisted there was election fraud.
These are not conspiracy theories. These are proven facts.
Where's your evidence?
I'm not allowed to present it.
It's unclear if Giuliani will be able to pay any damages. A former lawyer suing him for legal fees. Norman Hall, Washington.
And this is SRN News. The gospel message is spreading throughout Egypt. Michael Harrington has a report.
That country does not welcome big Christian evangelistic events, but Dr. Michael Youssef managed to hold one in Cairo last month, and the results were encouraging. The popular Egyptian-American pastor tells the Christian Post that more than 17,000 people turned out, and thousands of them made professions of faith. Youssef says, quote, "There was such a presence of the Holy Spirit in Egypt as we have never experienced before." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The highest civil court in Scotland has upheld the British government's move to block a landmark transgender law passed by the Scottish Parliament. The ruling by the Court of Session in Edinburgh is a setback for Scotland's semi-autonomous government there. It overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing anyone 16 or older to change the gender designation on their identity documents by self-declaration. This is SRN News. Australia says China has lifted import bans on three Australian meat suppliers.
Australian officials say China's customs agency has announced the removal of the bans on beef and sheep meat exports from JBS, Australian Lamb Company, and Tase Australia. China had banned imports of red meats from 11 Australian businesses since 2020. They cited cases of COVID-19 among staff and incorrectly labeled products.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The Treasury Department is spelling out the rules for tax credits designed to stimulate production of sustainable aviation fuel. Environmentalists said on Friday they're concerned that the guideline could boost fuel made from corn and sugar cane, something they could be even worse for the environment. Congress approved the credits last year as part of President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.